yes. And if something, if one of those two structures are in the way of that utility easement, it's on whoever owns that structure to abate that easement.
Yeah, you're peril if you construct in that easement, so regardless.
Yeah, you're liable. Any other comments? Yes, ma'am.
Brenda Moore, Mondo, 134 Sycamore Street. Getting back to the water situation, just to make it clear, if the pumps are not put out and we get a heavy rain, it is sewer water that backs up out of the drain in the basement.
Okay.
And the city of Bluegrass, before Iowa American Water took over, the city of Bluegrass was also putting pumps out.
Yeah.
What do you do next, call them?
I'm gonna get Jim on tomorrow and he's gonna deal with it. I mean, I don't expect these people to have sewer water back up in their basement.
So for the sewer water people, that's a different, whole different point, right, that we're gonna tag?
Well, at this point, but I mean, someplace, like the one gentleman mentioned, someplace there must be some sort of infiltration if we get a large rain and we're getting sanitary sewer back up versus just regular water in the basement.
So you've got some pumps or drains tied to our sump.
Well, there's tiles. There's collapsed tile somewhere.
Yeah.
I would guess.
Because I know some of the older areas have the old Orangeburg tiles, and if they have cracks, they can have water leakage. Because I know when we smoked them, we didn't discover anything at that time. And that was, 2017 or whatever.
It's been several years ago already.
So they didn't go in and replace any sewer lateral?
No, we did. We had some concerns when we were doing some layouts, so we went and had them come out and a company let off smoke grenades, and we could see that coming out the sewer stacks, so we knew that there were people that were improperly hooked up. So then we addressed it at that time, trying to mediate any extra water being burned on our sewers, because it was obviously that there were some pumps and some downspouts that were hooked in that were underground. So we had to identify those. So that's the only thing, it's either those two things or somebody's got an Orangeburg that's got cracks and it's in water. Because otherwise your storm sewer shouldn't affect the sewer at all, because it's two different lines.
Yeah, Mark, we built 314 West Loretta. I got cousins that live just catty corner there, who live in the brick house there by the school. I know they said they get heavy rains, they get water in their basement. If it's fresh water or sewer water, I can't tell. But they, you know, they're catty corner from them, so they're catty corner from Brian Seaver, so it's, they get water in their basement too, so. I mean,
There's a certain extent to heavy rain, you're going to get water. Nobody wants it. Nobody likes to deal with it. It happens. Happens right across the street right here at my own house. But then there's a difference to storm sewer or storm water, or I mean sanitary sewer water backing up in houses. I don't want that, nor do I think anybody else would want that. So we need to address that on a separate issue than storm water. I get the storm water situation. And in fact, several times I've had conversation with Mr. Seamer over it is, how do you not get water in your basement when your whole backyard and your side yard are swimming pools and they're running pumps constantly, but he don't get a drop in his basement and he don't have a sump pump, which is amazing. But Hudsons who live up the street, they get it. And obviously Moore's across the street. I'm sorry, I'm still consider you Moore, but Moore's across the street, they get water, but he doesn't. I don't know what it is. I can't answer that question. I'm not an engineer. Do you have something, Seamer? Mr. Seamer?
A lot. I don't want you to get misconstrued here. The storm sewer, the storm water drainage is fine. It's not a drainage issue as far as storm water goes. Drains keep up, but whatever's infiltrating that sanitary that they're pumping out into the stormwater, because the stormwater, that's what they're doing. They're literally taking the water out of that sanitary and putting it into the storm sewer, because the storm sewer can carry it. So the problem's in the sanitary.
So they got infiltration.
And that's what I'm concerned with. So now we're gonna add two more houses. What's happening? That's what I'm concerned with. I have no concern. It's his property. If he wants to split it into two lots, 10 lots, I don't care. It doesn't affect me. It's not mine. But when that stuff starts coming down, we all know where it goes. It all runs downhill. And if you go up and look at that, how that's set up, it's gonna run right towards me. That's what I have an issue with.
Well, it's just gonna have to be something that's gonna have to be looked at when they do their planning. I mean, however it's engineered and drafted is how it's going to have to be dealt with, so that water can shed or get away from there. And in the process of that, obviously we must have some sanitary sewer issues there that obviously we need to address. And I'm kind of wondering if part of that isn't from that line that's there. Are we getting infiltration, and how much infiltration are we getting through there? Obviously enough if we're getting backed up into houses, and the pumping has to be done as much as it has to be done up there.
Can we make a request to Mid-America to smoke the sewers again? Because that's been 9 years.
We can request Iowa American Water to do whatever we'd like up there. It's they'll have to do that. It'll have to conform with the water runoff and I mean, there's more than just us involved in that. And that's where our engineer and public works director
are. Properly, both our engineer and our attorney has signed off on saying yes. My only question being is what is our minimum lot size and what is our minimum structure size?
I think the first part was being able to subdivide it. Then he's going to have to come back with a preliminary and final plat on it, what he's going to do. And then that's will come back before us once more. Right now, this is just planning and zoning in order to be able to subdivide the lot. This has nothing to do with the building. It has nothing to do with the water or the sewer lines, other than people's concerns, obviously. But right now, this is all he's asking for is to be able to subdivide that lot and make it two lots. Once he gets his preliminary and final plat in place and he gets his engineer's drawings on it, then he will be back to see us again, and there will be another meeting on it to decide whether he has everything the way it's supposed to be done, the way it conforms with us, and that Iowa American Water and the City of Bluegrass and Mr. Thompson are all in agreement on it.
Do we know if there was a variance that was requested to go under the limited or minimal size for lot size?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
There was no variance.
Mm-mm. So that meets our minimal requirements.
It's not what was said last Monday.
Yeah, that's what you guys are saying, I know.
You said they gave a variance. You said your normal is 12,000 square feet, and they gave it to him at 10.
Mr. Thompson, did you get a variance on that lot?
I don't remember.
No, but I think Jim okayed it because of the rest of the houses over there. It met the standards. It would meet the regular house. The other
it's
houses
like maybe the
there.
Other lots aren't the 12,000 either.
Right.
So.
Right.
I know what the issue is, but I don't understand the concept of that.
But that means it's, he's getting grandfathered in as an old lot size, but putting two new lots in.
Correct. I'm not saying right or wrong. I'm just saying.
Just
I'm reading it the way you're reading it.
Is it saying
anything? That truly was blown over by last Monday's people up there, which seemed to be a joke. They actually said it was your guys' problem.
What is our problem?
I know.
It's our problem.
I mean, there's no doubt about it.
I personally, again, I have no problem with two lots there, but if we're not meeting what our code says for 2026, that, to me, should draw an issue, because the code sits there for a reason.
Yeah, I would like some clarification on that, on what was, if it's not stated in there.
So if that needs to be remanded back to them, then I think we need to...
You can't remand it back to them. All you can do is table it and get your engineer and your public works director and/or a... something from your planning and zoning commission.
Okay.
If that's what you choose to do.
Yeah.
If I may, what we have, as you all know, P&Z made a motion to approve the final plat that we're seeing on this map. City engineer said has reviewed this revised final plat, found that all the city engineer comments have been appropriately addressed, therefore recommend that the final plat be approved. So again, that's what we're seeing, just so you know. And I think the attorney had quite a few questions and things, but with those things all being answered, he also said he would recommend this approval. So again,
to final your point, final plat for subdivision of the property,
right.
Not final plat for the building of the houses.
Right.
Clarify that, because I think there's some question about that. So what do you want to do? Are you wanting to table this and get someone back? You want to get your engineer and your attorney and everybody involved in it? Or where do you want to go with this?
And they're going to tell us what they've already told me, what they've told you, what we did. Whether it's 12,000 or 10,000, they're going to tell us they approved it. Whether they call it a variance or not.
Does anybody know the actual code right now?
I have memorized.
But you're just approving.
I know.
Pardon? Splitting the lots. You're not approving what they're building on it right
no.
now.
No, it's just lot size.
It's just lots. Right.
You're all you're doing is taking one lot and making it two lots.
We can address that too later.
Three lots.
Maybe. Right. One lot into three lots.
Three lots.
Yeah, three lots. Yes.
That's my comment. Is that they're going to come back and we can ask them, did they do a variance? Just to clarify, if that's what, any clarification. Do you think they did?
Mm-mm.
They did not?
I don't think
so. There's nothing in the...
You're saying?
This is the first, that was the first meeting they had.
But I'd like to see how you're going to handle the drainage, because you're going to change the drainage characteristic out there. You're going to have... You have roofs, you're going to have some paving out there for driveways, so you're going to enhance the runoff a little further. But as I was saying, if you've got some room on there for a little detention pond, then you may be able to counteract that. So I'd like to maybe explore that, you know, have the engineer take a look at it.
Okay. I mean, you know, before, actually, I've sold the lots to a bluegrass person who's planning to build house on each lot. And when it comes to that, you know, I won't speak to the code of bluegrass, but you have to have a water retention plan in the other Quad Cities before your plans to build are approved.
Correct.
Yeah.
And again, but that's not what's being
questioned. No, that's not the main question here. That's the next step.
Yeah.
That's, mm-hmm. I mean, that could...
All this, and I'm on a back.